sit right here. But I want to talk this morning about part of the Bible is called the New Testament, right? You guys have heard that before, the New Testament. There's the Old Testament, there's the New Testament. And the first four books of the New Testament are called Gospels. And I wrote them down here. Can you guys see what they are? They are what? Right? Matthew, yes. Well, they're not new to us. It's a great question. He said, is it theoretically said that they're not new? They were new because when Jesus came, God was doing a new thing. Does that make sense? Very different from the Old Testament. So when Jesus came, that changed everything. There's four Gospels, and these are named after the man who wrote them. Let's say them again, because I'm going to memorize them, okay? So let's look at them one more time, and let's see if we got them memorized. So what if, let's say them together. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We're going to get the congregation to join us. We're not going to look. What are the four Gospels?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
And all of them, that's forbidden. All those four books are about the life of Jesus, right? They happened when Jesus was born, and in his life, in his ministry, the things that he taught, the people that he healed. And after he was crucified, and then he rose again on Easter, remember we celebrated that a couple weeks ago, and then he sends it back to heaven. And because Jesus has done all those things, that creates the church. Did you know that? That's the new era that Jesus came, and now there's the church, which is right here. And so the four Gospels are the first book, and the next book in the Bible talks about the work that God was doing in the church, and that book is called
Acts.
Did you guys know that? So if you want us to memorize those things today, the first four are
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
And because of Jesus, now we have the church way back then and even through now, and the life of the church is recorded in Acts, the Acts of the Apostles, the things that they did and the things the Holy Spirit did among them. We're in the season of Easter. I want you to notice this. Today, the first lesson comes from Acts. Did everybody hear that? First lesson is Acts 9. And for the rest of Easter, Easter season, not Easter Sunday, but the whole rest of Easter season, every single Sunday, we will start with the book of Acts. Okay, so I want us to notice that. Jesus, born and lived, and then died and rose again. And because of that, we are his church, and we're going to look at the book of Acts and what God has done then. But you're right, a long time ago, but still now, God's still at work. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, followed by